Well, first place, I think we all would like laws that let people who are here and have the right to vote, vote. And secondly, I don't want 50,000 dead people voting.
You've obviously never run in Chicago.
Yeah, I know. That's right. And so I think this is a bipartisan issue in the sense that what people really want. The question comes, though, when you look at it and it goes into action, who is getting which people are not registering as much as they think they should. And I think in this case it is a potential Democratic voters. What are you going to do about it? Well, I guess you can end up in court.
What do you think, though, in terms of a legacy image, seeing Florida just having one voter issue after another?
Oh, it's just not Florida. It's all over the country in terms of these things. Anytime you have a legislation like this that impacts somebody's right to vote or to not vote, you know, you're going to have it. We still have images of the guys up in Philadelphia with the guns, you know, keeping people from voting. And that wasn't prosecutable. So maybe they ought to go back and look at that and look what's going on and try and balance it out.
Well, Dick Batchelor, how do you see this shaking out?
It's a conundrum, and it won't go away till after the election, and I'll tell you why. First of all, there's several pieces of it. One, the legislature passing what some of us believe the restrictions on them able to vote, and the courts have thrown those out, at least two of the provisions, one dealing with the 48 hours requirement that you have to turn in newly registered voters. Secondly, you've got this whole issue about are there illegal immigrants actually voting? Are there dead people registered to vote? If they are, they probably won't vote. I'm just guessing there. But what's going to happen, this reminds me a little bit of, you know, Gore versus Bush.
I was going to ask you, does this sound like 2000?
If, and then in the State Department, which is, the Justice Department, which obviously is Barack Obama administration, has now weighed in now and pushed back a little bit on any action being taken by the supervisor's elections. I would suggest that this race is close, and it will be, this year will come back to haunt them. And they're going to have to, I don't know whether they're going to purge the rolls or whatever, but they'll count every single vote, and they're going to have to validate the votes after the election. That's going to be that close.
Do you think it's going to be a hanging Chad, Lou Fry?
Hanging Chads this time. It'll be
yes,
more than
and dangling than Chads.
Yeah.
And just
I think Florida is going to be the key state on who controls the Senate. I think the Nelson race is going to be. And I think you got to carry Florida. Whichever party carries Florida is probably going to win the presidential race. So there's an awful lot at stake on this.
I guarantee you there's a cadre of lawyers on both sides are looking at this issue. And if it's another, margin like it was on Gore versus Bush, this issue could come back and Florida could be a pivotal state again. And unfortunately, building a reputation, which is not very good to begin with.
Well, meanwhile, a federal judge has imposed a temporary injunction on part of the state's election law overhaul last year. The law requires voter registration groups to turn in those registration forms within 48 hours, signing up new voters. The judge agreed with critics who said the requirement could disenfranchise voter registrations. And, of course, Lou Fry, as you pointed out, this is a battleground state, 29 electoral votes, the most of any of these battleground states. So what do you weigh in for this controversy? How's that going to impact these election year politics?
It's the most important factor in everything we're talking about. If you could take out the fact we're in a presidential race, these issues you're talking about would be worked out, solved. People would work on them together and figure out a way to do it. But both people's backs are against the wall, if you will, and this is not going to be solved pleasantly or easily.
Who are the winners and losers?
Well, let me tell you how. Figure out how it comes out. tell me who's going to carry the. Who's going to get the most votes and who's going to lose the less votes, and I'll tell you who's going to win or lose.
What do you think on that electoral college front?
Well, obviously, with the 29 votes in the electoral college, that it's the third highest state now, they're key votes. You can't do it. You can't lose Florida. You can't lose Ohio. You can't lose Virginia. I mean, there's states that you just can't get there, and we, as usual, are at the top of the list, which means we're in the rifle sights of everybody, which means it's going to be a bloody mess.